Hey, this is Hoxie Workman with Rick Lee, and you're listening to Sonic 102.9.
I see that you tweeted something about our water. What happened there?
Well, every time I'm in Edmonton, like, I just love the tap water. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just, maybe it's that I'm drinking the water, drinking it in the morning when I'm looking over the sunset or the sunrise, you know?
Is it because there's fluoride in our water, too? But I guess that applies across the country, doesn't it?
Or? You know, taste is the thing. Like, and I taste a lot of, like, tap water, and I don't know, it tastes good to me.
Welcome back, Hoxley.
Thank you. Yeah.
Man.
I feel lucky. I mean, this is twice within the same year. Yeah.
Yeah, because the last time you were here, the God That Comes, you actually played the Windspear Center. How'd that go?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. I mean, it was like 2 weeks, and you know, we'd sold lots of tickets, and this is a theater town. It always was. I remember, I always say to people, one of the first places I was ever treated as a human on the road was Edmonton at the Sidetrack. And it was like, you know, when you're first starting out, you're not, maybe not selling a lot of tickets, and maybe there's some promoters that are taking a hit or two on you, and you know, that's reflected in some ways, sometimes the way you sort of feel like you're treated, you know. But I remember coming to Edmonton, and there was always big audiences, and the Sidetrack was always so great. And then I always was told, it's like, well, there's a huge theater community here, and I can still feel that energy.
Now, this time around, are you just doing the concert thing, or are you doing something?
Yeah, I'm doing, you know, stuff from the last, whatever, is it 14 or 15 records. No doubt there'll be some stuff from my Christmas record, which is like 12 years old now. So it's a show I kind of put together for Neil LaGrangier here at the Citadel. He wanted me to kind of think a little bit outside of what I would normally do. So there's drums, and there's some electronic drums, and there's some looping, and there's some stuff. So we tried to make it special, and so now we're here for 4 nights, and we're literally just setting up. It's pretty exciting.
Now, for a 4-night show, do you keep with the same set list, or do you vary it up a bit,
I think we'll vary it a little bit, yeah. But I'm a bit like a cat, you know. I like Whiskas Lemon Rice every day, you know, which my band hates, but I like doing the same set because it's like a little bit of gravity in a performance style that is basically totally on the moon, if you know what I mean. Like, I like to go a bit crazy on stage, like not crazy like David Lee Roth crazy, but I like to explore where songs are going to go. And if the set list kind of remains somewhat the same, it means that at least I have one little handle to hold on to.
Hoxley, you might as well just set up shop here and have a home here, because the following week you're going to be back here.
I know, with Mounties, crazy.
Well, the last time you played with Mounties here in Edmonton was at Sonic Boom. How'd that go for you?
Well, I mean, again, this doesn't need to be a huge love session, but it's turning into that. I had just come home from Edinburgh literally a day or two before, and so I was kind of in a spacey mood, and we just had the right amount of wine and the right amount of, like, backstage hangouts, and that gig will go down somewhat in history because, too, like, we all sat side stage watching Kurt Dahl play with the Pornos as well, which was an incredible show. And I love their new record. And I love that their first single, Brill Bruisers. And it was just like, and then watching Kurt play so intense. And then, you know, and then a week later, it turned out he was leaving the band. And it was like, man, that was a heavy gig. We were treated so great, and I think the band was just so happy to be together. The venue was great. We were treated good, and then, yeah, the bonus was that we all got to sort of, with glasses of wine in our hands, sit side stage and watch the new Pornographers tear it up.
What are we to expect for Jingle Bell Rock? Are you guys going to throw in the whole Christmas aspect of it, or are you just going to play your songs and then just go from there? Or like, with holiday shows, are they different from any other shows?
Not yet. But, you know, with Ryan and Steve and I, we're not anybody who really needs to, if I say, why don't we try this? Why don't we stand on our head? The last tour, Steve started to paint his face white, you know, and like kind of like put on war paint and stuff. And it was like, you never know when the creative energy hits us, especially when we're together, it always feels like, yeah, we could do anything right now. You know, is that what this tour is being called?
The Jingle Bell, yeah, it's called Jingle Bell Rock.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. So now there's an impetus to try and make something real Christmassy happen.
So you had quite the year, Hoxley. What would be a highlight for you for this year alone?
You know, it's been a great year, just like you say, and I'm feeling humbled by it. I'm feeling humbled as, like, you know, you don't, the music business doesn't give too many people like opportunities to do new things and to have even a little bit of success. Usually if you're in once and it doesn't work, you're spat out and it's hard to get back on the ride. And I think for Steve and Ryan and I, Mounties has just been a really, it's been a blessing. It's put a bounce in our step, and that's been wonderful. And the God That Comes has been amazing. I couldn't have dreamed that I would have written a play that would have been so well received, and that that's been a big part of my last couple of years as well. So I'm grateful for both of those things.
Yeah. Now, are you going to write a sequel to The God That Comes, or is
I think
else?
That no. Oh. I feel like I flooped out on this one. I feel like right now I'm like, just don't mess this up. It was almost like, you know, when you bake a cake for the first time and it turns out, and then your next 20 cakes are lousy. It's like, I think I'm just going to settle on this first cake. You know what I mean?
And what's your plan for the new year? I know we're not into it yet, but is there...
I got a new record coming out in the spring. It's called Old Cheetah, and it's been produced by Steve Bays. And Ryan Dahl is all over it as well. And so the three of us have been quietly finishing our day job project. So there's a new Limlifter sitting finished, which is incredible. And there's a new Haraheat record sitting finished, which is also incredible. And my record, I had three new mixes in my inbox this morning when I woke up, because those guys, they're Ryan and Steve, are nocturnal. So they work overnight. And so there's new records coming. Yeah. That's for sure.
You guys working on each other's albums, I guess?
We have been guesting on each other's records. Like, I played drums on a track on the new Limlifter record. The Haraheat record was obviously kind of just Haraheat because it's a band already. But we try to get in each other's way as much as possible now.
We're looking forward to the shows. Four sold-out shows.
Well, you know, clubs are cool because people are drunk and partying, and it's... I really, again, fell in love with playing clubs again with Mounties, because there's an energy to being, you know, we've got some wine in us on stage and the audience has got some drinks in them, and it's like it feels like we're all doing it together. Mm. Theater gives you that opportunity for have just a little bit more intimacy. Granted, you can drink in this theater, but it gives you a little bit more, like, I guess a little bit, it's just a bit quieter, a bit, you know, everything you'd imagine. It's just not as rowdy, but which means that you can bring a little bit more nuance into the performance.
Is there any Christmas plans for you?
I am an uncle to a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and there is a rink already in getting made back home, and there's going to be some snowshoeing and some snowball throwing and some sport building and just general, like, being an uncle.
What, a rink? What do you mean, like a homemade hockey rink in the backyard of your place?
Well, my brother has a house with kind of a weird, funny pond that sort of juts off the lake where he lives. And I just got photos this morning. He's already got the snowblower out on it. He's starting to work on it, so it's going to be a big deal.
How great of a skater are you? Are you a big hockey
player? I'm totally lousy. My dad, for some reason, he wasn't into being a hockey dad, so my brother and I, despite us wanting to, we didn't play organized hockey with our friends. We had, like, rinks on the lake and stuff. So I'm a competitive arsehole. I could really be. So with that said, I've got no skills, but I got tons of heart.
Good. You're going to be a hockey uncle then.
Yeah, I'm going to be an easy, I'm going to be out there passionate, but I'm going to be the guy on the ground most of the time.